There are now nearly 1 million people here waiting on some form of hospital treatment. New hospital waiting lists figures show that at the end of last month, that's just 12 days ago, there were 894,369 people waiting to be seen at an outpatient clinic or waiting for an operation. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers joins us now. Fergal, is this a significant rise on the previous year?
It is. A national hospital waiting list, they increased by over 86,300 patients in the last year. So at the end of last month, there were over 894,300 patients waiting to be seen either at an outpatient clinic or for an operation in the country's hospitals. And that compares with the waiting list figure of over 808,000 in December 2024. These figures are from the National Treatment Purchase Fund. And when you drill down into them, you see that there are currently over 107,000 patients waiting for an inpatient or day case procedure nationally. And of these, 7,500 adults and 510 children have been waiting 18 months or more, which is significantly in breach of the Sloan Shecare waiting list targets. And the increases have been seen in every area, you know, inpatient and day cases, outpatient appointments, and people waiting for a gastrointestinal check.
And what other various specialties stand out as you go through these figures, Fergal?
Well, there's over 2,600 patients waiting for plastic surgery at Beaumont Hospital. There's over 2,200 waiting for pain relief at the South Infirmary University Hospital in Cork. At Children's Health Ireland, there are over 1,600 patients waiting for paediatric respiratory medicine, over nearly 500 waiting for paediatric orthopaedics, and over 480 waiting for paediatric ear, nose and throat treatment. And there are 215 patients at Children's Health Ireland on the spinal surgery waiting list, including for scoliosis surgery. That does represent a small reduction on the November waiting list.
And the impact on patients, I mean, it's fair to say, I think, that none of them is getting better during this waiting time.
No, the Irish Patients Association said that waiting beyond 12 months for care, it's associated with worsening health, higher emergency risk and poorer outcomes. And it also said that large geographic variations, they create a postcode lottery of risk. And they said that while the figures showed there's been some progress made in children's services, adult inpatient delays worsened significantly, particularly for those waiting more than 12 months.
How does the HSE, how does the department defend these figures?
Well, in response to the latest figures, the Department of Health said that waiting time rather than total waiting list numbers is a more important metric in assessing the performance of the health service. And the department said that reducing waiting times brings several benefits, including mitigating the risk of the patient's condition worsening. And the department said there were around 58% or 164,000 fewer patients waiting over 12 months since September 2021. And it said the average waiting time has improved by about 46% or 5.6 months in recent times. But the department did add that notwithstanding the focus on waiting times, changes in the waiting list volumes continue to be important indicators of waiting list performance.
Fergal, thank you very much. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, there. It's 8:30. This is Morning Ireland.